your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'm joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. And Justin, how did our cattle trade today?
Well, the August feeder cattle were up 2.5 at 214.27. They had a high this morning of 215.05, so it was about 75 cents off the high. And really, the August was the disappointing contract here. Everything else behind August, September, October, November were the same or even maybe just a little bit higher. But the market stayed really strong. It continues to be in an inversion or an inverted market where the front month's higher than the back month. And so as August goes off the board here in the next couple of weeks, we suspect that the September will take the lead and be the strongest month. Now, we're still at a discount to the feeder cattle index. It's at 216.66 as of yesterday's close. So we're still at a discount with the August futures at 214.27. So that could rally just based on that. Of course, over the next few weeks, those two will have to converge and come together.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network on K101.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply, Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases, such as tan spot. Join the team with farmers and OSU wheat researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here, and I want to tell you about Paragon Pipe Outlet Center in Sepulpa, Oklahoma. For 35 years, Paragon has manufactured tubular products for the oil and gas and construction industries, and now they're offering their products direct to the public. This is a new limited service, surplus pipe in sizes ranging from 4.5 to 16 inches. Common uses are fencing, gates, culverts, barn poles, and more. To save big money on new pipe products, look for us on the web at ParagonPipeOutlet.com. That's ParagonPipeOutlet.com.
And Justin, what continues to bring the grain markets lower?
Well, of course, yesterday we had such a really strong rally. It was kind of unexpected. Today we just take most of it back off of the market. Corn's down 12 and three quarters here. December's at 388 and a quarter. That was a penny and a quarter off of the lows. Beans disappointing, down 23 cents here in the November new crop beans at 971 and a half. That was up 30 something cents yesterday. So, and then wheat futures also disappointing with Chicago down 17 cents and then December Kansas City down 17 even at 508 and a half. But most of the market is watching and trading for tomorrow's USDA report. That'll be out at 11 a.m. And what it's going to tell us is the latest production numbers for the corn and the soybean crop. So the idea is, at least on the estimates, is that the report will be a little bit bullish. How much of that is already in the market, I guess we'll know tomorrow.
Justin, what's your phone number?
877-431-9805.
That's Justin Lewis, KIS Futures, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network on K101.